Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There are larger and more important issues in the world than what the mayor of Chicago thinks of her manhood size, or even the desperate fight that Mike Madigan, boss of Illinois, is going to have with the U.S. government. But also in those big, important times, sometimes you got to take a break and look at the smaller things. Some of them are quite humorous and even sad. Like Lori Lightfoot's complaint with the Italian Americans over the Columbus statues that she's put in her prison. We're going to have Ron Onesti, president of the Italian American Civic Committee, to talk about it, and Mayor Fallas Maximus. Jeff Carlin is here as always, executive producer at WGN, lover of cats, master of pies, master of sound. And if you like what you hear here, well, it's Jeff has made it so. And I'm John Cass, husband, father, proprietor, editor-in-chief of your favorite website for news and commentary, johncassnews.com. And where are you? With Mayor Fallas Maximus running around, bragging on herself, on her manhood, and Mike Madigan wondering who's going to turn on him, because some will turn. You're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. Hello. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
If anybody has Facebook, you can go to Peter V. Bella's site. Peter writes for John Cass News as well. And he's got a column coming up, but he wrote a satire on what the mayor said. And he listed a lot of different sausage and hot dog places that would use the mayor's comments to promote their own foot-long sausages or whatever. Our guest, as promised, is Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans. And all this started because Mayor Lightfoot put Christopher Columbus in jail. So let's get to it, Ron Onesti. First of all, besides the mayor's comments, you know, biggest dickest, and I'm calling her Mayor Fallas Maximus. What is the key issue here about the statue? When are the statues going to get released from Lori's jail?
Well, good morning, John. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you today. You know, it's an amazing thing because, John, none of this, and when I say none, I mean zero of this had to happen. The lawsuit that we put forth, the lawsuit that you just saw that came forth from the attorneys from Neotis, just all this craziness didn't have to happen. All we wanted, John, was a meeting, was a plan. You know, it was the statue was brought down, the impetus of safety. Fine, we're good people, reasonable people. We're like, okay, nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants the statues to get hurt. Nobody wants the police to get hurt. So fine, they took it down with the word temporary in there. So after a year, all along we were, but after a year, we finally said, hey, mayor, let's get together. And I said, I just want a plan. You know, if she would have said, look, you're a real pain in the ass, Ron. I'm going to give you your statues today. I wouldn't even wanted that. I want a vandalism plan, a security plan, a maintenance plan, the financial plan, a timeline. I mean, let's handle this properly and safely. And that's what we've been asking for. We could never get a meeting, never get a response. I met with the chief of staff, her chief of staff. I met with several other, I spoke to the park district tremendously. And that's how this whole thing started to happen, because the park district, who is the actual entity that we filed our initial lawsuit against, was ironically very, very responsive, negotiative. I mean, we're discussing this thing, and that's how this whole thing happened. So to this day, the statues remain in a park district warehouse, laying on its side, like some terrible thing, which I hate to victimize a piece of bronze, but it's more about our traditions. Anyway, it's nothing has changed, and there's no reason to us. Just sit down for all this, John. We just wanted to sit down. Let's have a plan for this.
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, Jeff, could you take us, if you could, take the listeners to where that whole exchange, maybe a dramatic reading
redo my reading from last week?
Yes,
no,
yes.
It was so good last week.
I know, but I think because you're a genius of sound, you could lay over some violin music, or maybe better, like a little clarinet, like a tarantella, like a you know.
I'm happy to do that, John.
Thank you. So what happened was, there was the meeting with the lawyers, and Lori Lightfoot lost her bleeping mind, allegedly. But there were many people there at the meeting. There was Avis Lavelle, I'm told, the park district, then the park district president. There was her lawyers and I think also corporation counsel. There were many people who heard this alleged thing that Lori Lightfoot allegedly said.
Right, John, you're exactly right. And here, let me reprise my role as Mayor Lightfoot in said conversation. So quoting the mayor here, you did. What the were you thinking? You make some kind of secret agreement with Italians? What are you doing? You're out there measuring your dick, the Italians saying, who's got the biggest dick? You're out there stroking your dick over the Columbus statue? I'm trying to keep Chicago police officers from getting shot, and you are trying to get them shot. My dick is bigger than yours and the Italians. I have the biggest dick in Chicago. Where did you go to law school? Did you even go to law school? Do you even have a law license? You have to submit any pleadings to John Hendricks for approval before filing. John told you not to go do a thing with the statue without my approval. Get that statue back before noon tomorrow, or I'm going to have you fired. Scene. I mean, so. it blows my mind. And you mentioned this too, that you guys were dealing with the park district, and they were very upfront and being like, yeah, absolutely. You know, hey, whatever we can do to fix the situation, we're on it. And you know why, in my opinion, they were like that? Because they know there's a legal agreement between you guys. And Mayor Lightfoot, being such a prestigious lawyer making tons and tons of money in that profession, should have known that. Should have thought of any of that before she started going into a situation where she didn't have any cards to play. But that's just my take on it.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. That's one of the things that that has come up, is that, you know, the whole first of all, as the leader of the free world of Chicago, you know, you would think that she would know that, you know, having, pardon me, a certain respect and you know, a concern for other ethnic groups, or any ethnic group rather, and then being an attorney, knowing how the process works. And again, we submitted we tried for a year. I put together a team of five prominent attorneys. We put together a really nice, a really professional, a really thorough a potential lawsuit here, you know, a legal proceeding. And right. And we submitted it to, and I hand delivered it to the city of Chicago, to the mayor's office rather, hand delivered it to all seven members of the Chicago Park District Board, and said, hey, this is what we're going to do. You know, please respond. Let's talk this through. Again, no response. Our hand was forced. And so we filed a lawsuit. Same thing with Attorney Simoniotis. 2 weeks before his suit was actually filed, he made known to Corporation Counsel that that this is what his intentions were. They never said anything. He gave them 2 weeks to respond. They didn't respond. He files his lawsuit. They responded 40 minutes after he filed his lawsuit. So their lack of respect and concern about this issue, which, again, you know what blows us, my mind about all this? I mean, sure, you know, her words, her position, you know, but the fact of the matter is, and we all know this, there are kids getting shot in the street. There are people in Chicago with families in the Ukraine. There's so much going on. And I'm practically almost embarrassed to be discussing statues right now.
Right.
I mean, really think about it. What are we all doing here? You know, let's focus all, including her. But no, now she's on radio discussing it. She's being asked about it. I'm being asked about it, which, believe me, I it's not like we're backing down. It's very, very important. And we need this. But and there's resources, there's dollars. She's hired another law firm to handle the situation. And as I said before, I mean, it's ridiculous. Look at all the time. And this is indicative of how the city is being run. And it just blows my mind, John. I just I can't believe it, because, again, a phone call saying, come on in here, let's get this straightened out. Bam. Right. It all goes away, man. We're not looking for damages. I'm not looking for millions of dollars or a photo op with John Cass. No real value.
Well, you can always have that. You can have that for a simple sausage.
Sausage, we got that. You know, you mentioned that. I don't know if we were on the air yet, but you mentioned that there's these Italian restaurants now, which I'm almost like, you know, don't perpetuate this. But they are doing these sausage specials now, call it the Lightfoot special.
So they are. Oh, you got to email me a list of them, because I have to include that in the column. But okay, two things. Number one, the serious part that you mentioned, which is okay. Lori's response in that dramatic reading, and I have no doubt that it didn't happen, but it's for technical purposes, it is alleged now.
Yep.
Even though there were many, many witnesses to it, so I can't wait for the depositions.
But well, those two attorneys, I mean, pardon me, John, but those, you know, I mean, even to suggest with her response, you know, she was on BBM, I believe, saying that, and in the Times as well, I think she said that her response was that she never said it, never said those things, those guys. And to suggest, you know, two attorneys, prominent attorneys, respected members of the legal community for over 20 years each. Why, you know, it's. You know, and she has not denied it, by the way. She
of
has
course not. She can't.
Unmeritorious. It is not merited, but she did not deny it. And that's just freaking brutal.
When her responses came out, Jeff and Ron, you know, her response about, I'm trying to keep cops alive. The same day, I got a call from a police officer's wife from the West Side, in the same crew of those two police officers who were shot going for, you know, a Polish sausage or whatever at Maxwell Street on the West Side. And she was furious because Lightfoot hasn't done anything to protect cops.
That's right.
Nothing.
Well, she's know what? All she's got to do, John, pardon me, but when she, and again, in that context, okay, of course, she hasn't done anything, but let's just put it in the context of the Columbus thing that she was trying to protect cops. Well, let's revert to a video of the statue situation at Grant Park when she had not enough officers. They were not equipped. They were not protected. Didn't have the shields.
They were in shirt sleeves.
They were in shirt sleeves. She threw them out there to the lions to be destroyed. So also, just in the context of the Columbus issue, let alone what's going on in the streets today.
And the second thing, point well taken. The second thing, guys, I asked both of you. I've always called her, you know, I used to like her. I supported her. We supported her on this podcast, Ron.
Yes.
You know, I thought we were friends. At Tom Serafin's party, I'd get hugs from her, you know, and I liked her until she lied to me about I'll never endorse Kim Fox. And then she flipped. And, you know, you lie to me once, that's it. I'm not your chumbalone. I don't play that. But, pardon the chumbalone reference.
No, it's okay.
But the thing is, now I've decided to change her nickname from Mayor Wokefoot to Mayor Phallus Maximus.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Does it work?
It works, John.
I think your Latin is amazing, number one. It shows your intellectual level here, Mr. Cass. And yeah, also,
I'm such a brain.
Yeah. Well, I call her just Mayor Liefoot. So there you go.
I think Phallus Maximus
encompasses everything, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And Phallus Maximus with did you say peppers and Phallus Maximus or
peppers?
First or.
Yeah, there you go. That's the name for a fantastic sandwich to coming to this
I couldn't
location.
Eat that.
For...
That's my favorite. That's okay.
Well, that's somebody's gonna make money on it.
That's my favorite food. Like at Benny's, you know, at Valari.
Yep,
they make it so good. He reduces the veal stock for 3 days.
Yeah,
that's how good it is to make that sauce for the pepper sausage and peppers.
Yeah.
But now I can't eat it because I'm thinking of her screaming at the lawyers and at the Italian American community. What kind of response have you gotten?
Well, you know, I mean, our community has been somewhat complacent over the years because we just haven't gotten involved in the, you know, we've been really fighting, you know, media stereotypes and that kind of thing. But we're not a community that does a whole lot of marching and complaining and protesting. And you know, that's good, bad, whatever. That's another show for another time, a topic for another time. But but now this is, you know, you talk about woke. I mean, this is like the final straw because once the statue came down and we were told by the mayor, Alderman Spezzato was told by the mayor. I mean, they were told by the mayor, we're not going to take this thing down. And then they waited there and our community was there till 2 a.m. And then the community looked like it was going to come down. And so they went home. And by the time they woke up in the morning, the statue was gone. So it was a strategically thing done overnight. And
a lie.
It's a lie. It was a lie. And it was like a military operative. Like, it was really weird. You know, if you're going to do what you're going to do and you're going to pump your chest out as mayor and you know, then do it. Like, we're here, the police, we're at the public works, we're going to do this because talk to the community. No, they waited and it was a very sneaky thing. So that really upset our community. And since then, we've been out there again, trying to cooperate with the city, try with the park district to make things happen. It hasn't happened. So, but the good thing about this, you know, Columbus as an issue is a whole nother thing. Also, some communities disagree. Some communities shy away. Many people shied away because it wasn't politically correct for a while. But now she made it a personal thing. And by doing so, it not only infuriated the leaders and the members of our community, but also other communities. I've been getting calls and emails and texts from county commissioners, from African Americans, Native Americans, Latin Americans, Jewish Americans. Like, now she's crossed the line. Now what she's done, Jeff, is she's unified us. Before, Columbus was separative, you know, only separatist. Yeah. But now when you make it personal, she made it, we're all unified now. You can't do that to an ethnic group, to anybody that way.
Ron, you are the president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans.
Yes, sir.
I assume that means you understand Italian culture, right? I know that you do.
Yes, sir.
Would you ever, ever in your life say such things in front of your nonna or your grandfather?
You know, you bring that up, John, and that's, you know, I mean, it's a funny thing, but of course not. But you know what? It's interesting you bring that up because when I heard that, when it was read to me, it's the first thing I thought of, John. I thought of I wasn't like offended like that in that moment. I was offended on behalf of my grandparents. Now that might sound a little kitschy, a little cheesy, but honest to God, because that was like, you know, they came over to this country just like everybody's immigrant.
Like mine,
We've all got immigrant parents, grandparents, great grandparents that came here to make a better life. All that stuff that we've said 1,000 times. But and I've been dealing with, like you said, I know culture. Yeah, absolutely. I'm part of all this stuff. We do all these programs, whatever it is. But there's never been a time when I felt so insulted on behalf of them. Really. Yeah. On behalf of, like, what they have all done to contribute development of this city. And another show, I'll give you, you know, an hour of what Italians have done to help develop this country. I mean, this country and the city. But I'm telling you, John, at that moment, that was the first thing that came to my mind for some reason. It was like, holy crap. I felt like bad for my grandparents. I really felt it. So it's interesting you brought it up. And there was nothing that made me do that. But honest to God, that was the first thing when I had somebody read that complaint to me. It was on their behalf. I was very upset.
Growing up as a son of immigrants, every day, anything I did, like if I got busted on, you know, in the Walgreens parking lot, right, you know, stuff like that. And the first thing they would always say is "Tithapunestohorio," which means, what are they going to say in the village about you?
Right, right.
You know, that was, that's like a sense of shame that the Italian people, the Irish people, the Welsh, all the people who are immigrants have this sense. And okay, Lori, you have no sense. And that's why you're Fallas Maximus, mayor of Chicago, for as long as you last, which I don't think is going to be very long.
Well, you know, that's people say that to me all the time. And I don't know if she is or not. You know, I mean, it seems that it's not about whether she's capable or will run or is going to run or will win. As you know, John, it's about who's going to run against her. And that seems to be the challenge here. So I would like to officially put you up as candidate for mayor of the city of Chicago. You're a no nonsense guy. You've got the street sense. You've got the heart. I don't know what else you need.
Tom Bevin tried this trick last time on me. Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics even put it out. John Cass will run for mayor with a picture of Spartacus, me and Spartacus.
I also picked Michelle Obama to run for president. So,
yes,
I mean,
he did. Hey. So, you know, but I don't think I'm going to run. I'd rather be the consigliere. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I don't know, but I think look at the promotional campaign, John. I mean, you're up there with a shield, Spartacus, and a shield and a sword, and then you have Fallas Maximus lower, like she's down. This could be a whole Roman thing. I love this. I think
you got to make it into a play in your theater.
Only if you'll star in it, John.
So, okay, I'll start it if Cat Stevens sings a song of love to her.
Chicago Way, the musical. That's what I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Ron Onesti, president, Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, proprietor of many theatrical venues around town.
Yes.
Ron Onesti Entertainment, thank you for being here on the Chicago Way. And remember this. Anybody who sees the mayor, you got to get a, because she always bragged that the dailies brought her in to politics. Everybody should bring a bar of Irish Spring soap and say, please, Mayor Fallas Maximus, put this in your mouth, okay? Until Ron Onesti tells you you can take it out.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks,
Jeffrey, Ron. John, it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, your father was a woman. Who was he? He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrisons. Really? What is his name? Nautius Maximus. Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison? Well, no, sir. Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked? Well, no, sir. I think it's a joke, sir. Like,
For Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, wondering, where's that Christopher Columbus statue that's in Lori Lightfoot's prison? Oh, wait a minute. In the prison of Mayor Fallas Maximus. Yeah, that's better. And for Jeff Carlin, executive producer at WGN Radio, and the reason we do this podcast. And if you want Jeff to get paid, because we're not getting paid here, you will email me at john@johncastnews.com. And in the email subject line, you will say sponsorship. And Jeff will begin the process of selecting sponsors for this podcast. And for me, John Cass, husband, father, editor-in-chief of johncastnews.com. We'll see you again next time on another edition of the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.